How many times must you say an affirmation to have it be effective and have it be revealed and have it come true and have it be something that's done? How many times must you say an affirmation? How many times must you say an affirmation? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, asking the question, how many times must you say an affirmation? Well, all of us are so confident, we speak an affirmation once and it's done. Now, Ellen, answer me true. Why do you speak an affirmation once and then you're done?
Because it is done. In the universal consciousness, it's always done. And that's all what matters.
And what do you think, Ingeborg? What do you think? Why you can speak an affirmation once and it's done?
Well, also, when you use a thread to close something,
a hole?
Yes, you use a strong thread. If you use a small, tiny thread, it quickly opens again. So, I think it is the power, the conviction I put into it.
When you speak your word, you are speaking your word not for something you want to happen, not for something you wish would happen, not for something that does not exist. You're speaking your word for something that
already exists.
I resurrect. No, I let it grow up.
No! You're speaking your word for something that already exists.
Yes.
It's not that you're letting it grow up. You're letting it grow up in your consciousness, maybe. You're becoming aware. I never thought I was so good. I didn't realize I was so good. Man, I am good, you know. And you're becoming aware. You always were good. Now, what is your original beingness? What is it?
With your purity and perfection.
My original purity and integrity.
Yes.
All right. Now, can you improve on that?
No.
Then why do we want to change that which we are? We don't.
We're not changing it.
No. We don't want to change that which we are. We want to be that which we are. Now,
be aware of it.
What are we?
Divine.
We are our original purity and
integrity.
And as our original purity and integrity, that's the whole shazam. That's what we are. Now, when we say, I am whole and perfect, we're not saying something that we'd like to be. We're saying something that's a truth that's already there. It's our original purity and integrity. We walked away from the original purity and integrity. We walked away from our Father's house instead of staying in our kingdom, instead of staying in the princely place where we belong. Now, why is it that children like to go out and play? They like to go out and be themselves. When they're in their parents' aura, they can't be themselves, because their parents are always expecting them to be something else. But when they're off by themselves, then they're their magical selves. Now, what they have learned in their father's house, what they have learned from their parents, and of course you'd like to have me say from their mothers, but what they have learned at home, that's what they live wherever they go. Now, would it be wise for a child to say, I am a good student, I like to study, I like to read books, I like to study? Or would it be good for a student to say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer?
Yes, I know that I know that.
I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. If a student says, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, then they have it. Now, Apple on their iTunes has a gadget, and it's called the Genius Bar. And this is on the iTunes. This is not in their stores. They have it in the stores too, but that's a different type of Genius Bar. Now, they have this Genius thing that's available on iTunes. And you tell this Genius thing on iTunes, by your choice, by your use of different songs, These are the songs that turn me on. These are the songs that make my heart sing. And then this genius gadget, as a sidebar on your iTunes, pops up with all the other songs that they can find and more that are on the same genre that you like. And so if you like blues, then up come these blues songs. But if you like the blues of the 30s, the 40s, or 50s, it comes up with songs of that genre. And if you want to order them right away, you can order them. And now, do you know what Apple has done and iTunes have done? Starting to last night, they have, instead of saying 99 cents a song, the songs are now 69 cents. 69 cents. And so, wonderful. They have 20,000 songs at 69 cents, I think. 20 million. 20 million songs at 69 cents. And they expect to have the rest of their library, that is from to the 80 million songs, I guess 60 million songs is what they have, the 69. And another 20 million is going to be, by the end of the year, they expect, when they can get the other companies to agree that they can sell them for that price. Now, that's it. But they've done another thing in the Genius Bar. They will let you take the songs and use them on your computer, on any other computer, and you can share them all you like.
Oh, how nice.
You can just share them and use them because they're yours. And they have a DMR or something like that, a term for it. But the thing is, the proprietoriness is being opened. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen? More and more people are going to buy songs. Apple made a statement. They said that when they started with their iTunes work, they went to people and they said, we are going to make these songs available, and we'd like to have them available to you, but you have to, you know, pay for the use of them on different machines. That's because the people we're working with, they want that done that way. And but we would like you to do this, and we would like you not to pirate the songs, not to cheat and steal and take them from places where you shouldn't and what have you. Well, they said, I don't have the number correct, I'm sure, but they said that in their last years of work, they have 75 million or more than that. It's an outrageous number of credit cards upon which people are buying their songs. They don't want to steal it. They don't want something for nothing. They want to pay for what they get, and they want to be able to, whatever they get, they want to be able to have, like you do when you buy a song on a disc and you have it at home. You know, you can do anything you want with it because it's yours. You can put it on any machine you want. You can play it on your iPod. You can play it on this or that or the other thing, and that's great, you know. Now, we live in a world where the affirmation that people want to give is the affirmation of their heart, the affirmation of their sincerity, the affirmation of their integrity, the original purity and integrity. The original purity and integrity of people is to, hey, I want to pay my own way. I don't want somebody to stand up for me. I don't want somebody to protect me. I don't want someone to take care of me. I want to take care of myself. And I take care of myself by affirming that I am whole and perfect. I take care of myself by making my affirmations of truth about myself. It's not something I would like to be, it's something that I am. And I'm merely reaffirming to myself who I am, what I am, why I am, what I am, where I am, what I am, and always what I am. I am that I am. And we remember this coming from early theology, I am that I am, you know, and we think to ourselves, my goodness sakes. And then Popeye the Sailor Man came along, and he started saying, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, I am that I am. And that, you know, I don't think any of us really caught on to what he was doing, but he was being a metaphysician, and a very wonderful metaphysician. And so many things about our life. We do these things naturally. Just remember, and I teach myself out of this reminder constantly, we have an integrity within us that can never be misused, that can never be misunderstood, and that integrity is, I like me, and I like my world, and I like everybody in it. And anyone who calls me for healing, I say, it is done. They say, but I'm a Buddha. And I say, it is done. I said, start thinking that it's done, and it'll be done. They're the ones who have to say the affirmation again and again and again, because they haven't got the message that it's done. Now, the moment that you get the message in your consciousness that your affirmation is done, then all you have to do is say it how many times?
One time.
Once, if at all. Because that is living your belief. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
You never know what direction we're going to go, do you?
Right.
Ingeborg? What kind of thread do you have on the spools of thread in your sewing kit? Good, strong thread, right?
Yes.
You don't have any weak thread. You don't have any thread that's going to come apart. You have good, strong thread. And Ellen?
Yes.
What do you have in your heart about yourself?
I like me. I am divine order and peace.
You have the affirmations of the awareness of who you are. Now, Ingeborg, who do you have in your heart who you are?
I am whole and perfect in body, mind, and spirit.
Fantastic. Now, when we maintain these thoughts at all times, I'm whole and perfect in body, mind, and spirit, when we maintain these thoughts, I like me, I like me, I like me, then, man, that's done, it's gone. The whole world is wonderful. Now, remember that. It's not a joke. It's not something... I love what... I listened to the keynote speech last night for Apple. This is their January 2009 keynote speech for the year. And Jobs didn't give it, one of his people did. But it was great. He introduced new things that Apple's come up with. But what pleased me the most, just tickled me right to my toes, was when he said, the people want to buy, they do not want to pirate. Mm-hmm. We have, his number was really very great, like maybe 75 billion. That's probably what it was. Maybe 75 billion people. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be that many. That's not that many people on Earth. or 75 billion credit cards? No. But 75 million, that's pretty good. that's pretty good. But I know at least it's 75 million. And they want to pay for what they get.
That's smart.
And they do not want to steal it, to pirate it. They do not want to make copies of it. The people who pirate and make copies of it, they're in that business. And though they make a lot of it, and there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people who haven't got the message yet. I would probably like to just say this. The people who pirate don't like to use their credit cards. And the people who don't pirate like to use their credit cards. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's just wonderful. And I think it's wonderful that Apple has a situation on their iTunes where you put your credit card on there, and then every time you order something, it immediately goes to your account. You don't even have to do another thing. Sometimes you wonder, what did you buy? But it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. And then they tell you, take your own disc, your own tapes, your own records, and put it on iTunes. Put it on your thing, so you can have it on your iPod and your iPhone and all these things here. And then it will sort it for you, and it will arrange it for you so that you listen to the ones that you like best, because they'll become your favorites. Mm-hmm. And this is so smooth. It's such a cool thing. And then they announced last night also on the iPhoto. And you have iPhotos, Ellen. iPhotos. Now, I have on my iPhone itself 3,000 photos. Now, they have a new thing on iPhones 2009, and it says, you merely go to Ellen's picture, and you say, Ellen, and you put the name on Ellen's picture. And then you say, all right, find me all Ellen's pictures on my entire thing. And so up will come Ellen's pictures. But it will not only come with her picture, but every picture that comes up will center in on Ellen, even if she's in a group of people. And if she's sitting to one side of the photograph, it'll center her on the photograph.
God,
and it'll take your child, it'll take your children, it'll take your Aunt Nellie, it'll take your Herb or your Ingeborg, and do that. And then...
That's genius.
Oh, you've got to see the talk, the 2009...
Introduction.
Talk from
Apple.
Because... It's an hour and a half long, but my goodness, I love, and I truly love, the integrity of that company. And the other companies, I'm sure, are equally having a wonderful integrity too, but they have never said it quite like Apple did, at least to my ears. And I think that's just really exciting. So... Have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.
I love you.
I love you.